The Owen Portage City Manager, Pat McGinnis, is joining us for a few minutes on this Wednesday. Good morning.
Good morning, Ken. How are you today?
Doing very well. Hope you are as well.
I am. I came down to Lansing for some training this morning. I'm going to a statewide training seminar on critical incident response in local government. Kind of a serious topic, and we talk about things like school shootings and unexpected acts of violence in our communities, that, and you know, how does that response work out? So we'll have speakers from across the country talking to us about best practices in that area. Kind of a somber day, I guess, for all these people preparing for the unthinkable.
Yeah, it is certainly something to think about, indeed. So what's going on back in the home base of Portage?
Well, back in Portage, I want to give you a quick little quiz on some things we spent some money on this month.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. One is, I'm going to give you two different things, and you tell me which one costs more money.
Okay.
One is our contract with Renewed Earth. They take all of our brush and clippings and recycle it. They turn it into wood chips and compost, and we pay them a monthly fee. And then we also pay Consumers Energy for electricity and gas for all of our streetlights and our buildings, our lift stations and everything else. So which do you think is the higher bill last month?
I'm going to say it's your consumer's bill.
You are correct.
Oh, yay me.
You're two in a row. You're on a roll.
Oh, you're keeping score on me now. Okay.
Yeah, right. I am. Before that, we won't talk about the slide you had. But,
right.
Two in a row. Consumers Energy, it's about just over $106,000 for 1 month. And that's a whole passel of bills. You know, it's not just one bill. And like I said, it's streetlights, it's lift stations, it's all of our buildings, it's electricity and gas. So, and we got a lot to work on. You know, what that big number tells me is we have a lot of room there to make improvements and become more efficient and find ways to conserve energy. Let's see. The next thing I wanted to mention is we do have a city council meeting coming up on Tuesday night, April 23rd. And on that agenda, a couple items. One is we're going to award a contract, or we're going to ask City Council to award a contract to Hoffman Brothers for the Southwest Nedge Relief Storm Sewer Project. In the area on West Nedge, if you can picture where Target is on West Nedge there in Portage, out in the road, we get some severe flooding when we get sudden rainstorms.
Oh, yeah.
And we started looking at this all the way back in 2006 was the initial feasibility study. And it got dry for some years. When it gets dry, we tend to pay attention to other priorities. And then when we got some wetter weather in the late teens, we got back into it again in 2017, studied it again, and then hit kind of a snag with some property issues with the owners of Portage Crossings there to try to figure out how to get the water back to the city area. But we've done all that, and we're ready to issue the contract, and we're recommending it's about $1.6 million. And that project will take place late this summer, early fall. So if you think West Nedge is busy today, just wait until this fall, and it'll be a little backed up, but we need to do that to take care of that water. And then finally, I wanted to give a shout out to our Human Services Board. Tina Perry is our staff member that works on that, and Brooke Koladizek is the chair of that board. They work very hard to bring forward all of the annual Human Public Services funding requests that will be on the agenda Tuesday night. So City Council will be considering those requests. They've worked through it for several months. And we award grants to the Portage Community Center, Housing Resources, Inc., the Disability Network, the First Day Shoe Fund, a number of things that are, I'm sure, familiar to you. And we got almost $400,000 in requests. They had to whittle that down to about $200,000. So they've had their work cut out for them, and they've done a great job. So that's going to be on the agenda Tuesday night.
All right. Outstanding. You know, I'll bet people never think about who pays the bill for all those streetlights out there.
You know?
Just never really occurs to people, I'm sure. I know it doesn't to me.
Yeah, and we've, over the years that I've been in this business, we've gotten way more efficient. You know, we've gone to the LEDs mm-hmm. and found ways to cut our costs, but it's still a pretty big nut. And we pay it every month. And again, we're always looking for ways to try to trim that back a little further.
All right. Portage City Manager Pat McGinnis, our guest at this time each Wednesday morning, bringing us up to speed on issues in the city of Portage. And we thank you so much for your time on your busy Wednesday morning. Thank you.
Well, thanks for having me, Ken. Have a great rest of your week.
And you.